great Greek philosopher Aristotle taught that the greatest stories always have at their heart the experience of recognition as the turning point. He wrote, "Recognition is, as its name indicates, a change from ignorance to knowledge, tending either to affection or to enmity. It determines in the direction of good or ill fortune the fates of the people involved. Recognition may be based on visible signs, memory, or reasoning, but the best kind is that which arises from the actions alone." Aristotle would have loved the recognition scene of the Emmaus story. Really, we have two recognition scenes back to back, right? A double dose of resurrection proof. The thing that I find humorous is that even after all that has happened, the block-headed followers of Jesus still have to have all the pertinent Hebrew scriptures spelled out for them, probably for the 20th time since they have met Jesus. How foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Jesus says, and then later, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Still, though their hearts were burning within them as he opened the scriptures to them, it took something more physical, more mundane, more pedestrian, more human to open their eyes so that they could recognize him as the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus broke bread and gave it to them. Then. In the ancient times, the Jewish significance of breaking the bread at every meal was to see what it was like on the inside. The state of the bread beneath its crust told them any number of things, from simply the competency of the baker to the quality of freshness of the bread to the state of decay of the stored grain from which the bread was made. And there were many who believed that this was a fortune-telling thing. You could sort of, the portent of the day could be found in that bread. This ugly bread, you might have an ugly day, be careful. There was something about the way Jesus broke open bread that was revealing of himself. Was it perhaps that every loaf Jesus broke open was miraculously delicious looking? Was it that Jesus had a specific way of doing it, like digging his fingers in deep into the center first and then opening the loaf? Or maybe Jesus always gave a huge smile of delight as he broke open the loaf, always confident of its goodness. It really doesn't matter, because whatever happened, we can say with confidence that Jesus breaks the bread as a way of announcing that they now will see the inner person of Jesus fully revealed before them. And they do. Notice that this is not a magic bread in any kind. It's not in the eating of it that they see the stranger for who he really is. It is a God-initiated event. In the same way, when we break and eat the bread today, we feast in memory of him who loved us and first served us with his own hands. There is nothing particularly mystical about this bread. It's just bread. But what it represents is that precious moment of revelation when our eyes were opened, that moment of recognition when we saw Jesus for ourselves. And at the same time as we remember Jesus in that way, we are celebrating in advance the coming day when we shall feast with him face to face. Now, the second recognition in our huge Luke passage today also involves food. This time it is not in the breaking of bread, but in the eating of a piece of broiled fish that Jesus is recognized. The 11 disciples and all the women and other followers of Jesus are gathered together in hiding, still grieving the crucifixion of the one they believed was the Messiah. Jesus appears among them as if out of thin air, saying, "Peace be with you." Now, imagine the reaction of a holed up people, these people that have been in hiding, very quiet. They jump to their feet as one body, and they back away from what they think has got to be a ghost. Has to be. No one speaks, everyone is holding their breath. A few people are stifling the urge to scream and run. The air is charged with fear and confusion. Jesus, remarkably, is the first to ask questions of them. Why are you troubled? Why do doubts rise in your minds? I have often wondered if Jesus might have been just as shocked at the disciples' reaction to his appearance as they were to see him. I think it is possible that Jesus hoped they would welcome him with open arms and tears of joy. Lord, Lord, it is you. Sort of like how Peter was so happy to see Moses and Elijah appearing with Jesus on the mountaintop. But no, they believed instantly that what they were seeing was an apparition, a spirit, a ghost, because they knew and they saw with their own eyes how Jesus had died. And they believed that once you are dead and that's it. Your soul carries on to Sheol, but your body is kaput, done. So this has to be a ghost. Jesus continues, "Look at my hands, look at my feet." There must have been terrible, painful 3-day-old wounds there, starting to heal, but still mighty grisly to look at. Do you think this was comforting to the followers of Jesus? For some it was, but for others, I imagine, they withdrew from him even more. Now this ghost was thrusting forth his awful wounds for inspection. Every heart in the place must have been thoroughly guilt-stricken, anticipating that the ghost was about to accuse them all of killing him. Look at what you did to me! But Jesus' voice was so gentle, and they had missed him so much. "It is I, myself. Touch and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." And so they let go of the breath they collectively had been holding, and everyone started to feel amazement and joy and relief and wonder. And yet, they still held on to this idea that it had to be a ghost in the room with them. Albeit a friendly ghost, but just not real. So Jesus asks, "Do you have here anything to eat?" What brave soul was it that had their wits about them enough to turn away from this vision and go fetch a piece of broiled leftover fish and hand it to Jesus? Why do I strongly suspect that it was one of the Marys? Or maybe they were too scared to actually hand it directly to him, but like placed it on a little wooden plate and kind of pushed it over toward him. Who knows? But Jesus does pick up a fish, and he stands there and he eats it in front of them as they watch him. Their jaws dropped, his jaws working. He eats a piece of fish to prove that he is a real human being and not a ghost. When he's done eating, Jesus returns again to the scriptures, explaining to everyone there that everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. And he told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning right here in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Indeed, they have witnessed it all. Jesus calling them together and teaching throughout the Judean countryside and the city of Jerusalem. Jesus performing miracles, healing and praying. Jesus on the cross, and now Jesus risen. Indeed. They were also the first ones to experience the repentance and the forgiveness for themselves. What better assurance of one's acceptability to God than for God's own Son to sit and break bread and eat a fish in your presence? Actions speak louder than words. What further proof of the reality of God's love can there be than to experience firsthand the recognition of Jesus Christ? Good people of Christian Community Presbyterian Church, this is a message for you and for your children. This is a message that you were called to carry in your heart far and wide. Speak of these things to one another, to your children, to your friends and neighbors. See if your life is not blessed. The humanity of Jesus Christ is more important to us today than it has ever been. And the divinity of the Lord is what is our salvation forever. The combination of these things, and that we are called into this light, is the hugest blessing in all of life. Together, let us break bread and remember him and recognize him in our lives. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord of hosts, bless us all here today and all those who love you, that we may recognize you and be unafraid to touch you and see. In Christ we pray. Amen.